Chené and Golic Jr., the podcast.
It is Chené and Golic Jr. here on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, Sirius XM Channel 80. Mike Golic Jr., and we got a friend stopping by to help us out today. Chené Agwumike off doing her responsibilities with the jump, giving everyone great basketball knowledge. She's going to be with us back in the next hour, but we are pumped to have with us right now. You catch her all over the ACC network, doing a great job as a host, sideline reporter, in play with EJ Manuel every Tuesday at 9 p.m. Eastern. Kelsey Riggs, kind enough to join us here. What's up, Kels?
Hey, I'm happy to be here. You know, I was thinking it's kind of like when you are babysitting kids. Not that you're the kid that I'm babysitting, okay? Let me just clear that up right off the top.
A lot of people would agree with you on
that. No, but that's not the point I'm making. That basically, I'm just here to make sure that everybody has a good time, and then when the parents come home, which is Chené, when she gets back, she says, okay, are they happy? Did we do a good enough job? Now I'm going to head out and come back maybe again next time. You know, you just want to do good enough so that when the parents come back, they're proud. You can never take the parents' spots. You know, you never take that spot in anybody's heart, but you just want to do good enough while you're there that maybe you get invited back to be the babysitter again.
You don't want to be the one that falls asleep on the couch and all of a sudden they come home and the kids are covered in peanut
butter. I've had that moment. I mean, maybe not the peanut butter thing. That seems like you're going to go a different direction with that story than where I was going
to
go.
To be clear, you had that as the child left there, or you have been the babysitter there?
I've been the babysitter that's asleep on the couch. Oh. Maybe not with kids covered in peanut butter, but still, you wake up and you're like, no, I'm awake. I know what's going on. I was here the whole time. Everything's fine. Yeah, the TV's on. Good.
Snap back
into
place.
Kids are in bed.
Yes. What an adrenaline rush that's got to be. Yes. Wow, wow, wow. Well, Kelsey is going to be babysitting me for the next hour here, and hopefully often this is someone that we love around here, one of our good friends, and that we want you guys to get to know. And unfortunately, we have to start the show on the note that you just heard in Christine Lisi's SportsCenter update. We're coming in and getting ready, and we saw the news like everyone else coming out of Los Angeles, where golf superstar Tiger Woods has been injured in a one-vehicle crash in Los Angeles County. His agent, Mark Steinberg, put out a statement and said Tiger Woods was in a single car accident this morning in California where he has suffered multiple leg injuries. He is currently in surgery, and we thank you for your privacy and support. Woods had to be extradited from the vehicle with the jaws of life tools, the Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department said in a statement. The vehicle sustained major damage, said the Sheriff's Department. You've seen footage overhead of the car in the accident, and we've heard reporting that the injuries are considered non-life-threatening. But Kelsey, anytime you hear, and you and I had the same reaction, jaws of life, things like that, you ratchet up the intensity of the response because you realize how perilous that is.
Yeah, when you hear jaws of life, I think it just takes it to a whole nother level for you. And then on top of that, you see the car on its side and all the remnants beside of it, of what they've pulled out and what they had to do with it. And that's certainly something that makes you concerned, no matter who it is. And then you add in the mix that this is Tiger Woods, one of the greatest golfers of all time. And it's obviously great to hear that there are non-life-threatening injuries that have been reported so far, but also the fact that he's in surgery. Mike, you know, all of it's incredibly concerning, and well wishes to him, but it's something right now that I'm sure we'll continue to monitor. But you just hear all of those things put together and your awareness goes up even more.
It does. And it's time for Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless, because everyone has that same awareness. And we saw the world of golf react very swiftly to this as people were all digesting this. I mean, we just saw Tiger on camera around the Genesis Open this last weekend. He wasn't playing because of the recent back surgery that he had, that microdiscectomy. But when asked about this, golfers are all kind of feeling that same rush of, oh my God, I hope everything's okay. Justin Thomas, professional golfer, was on earlier at a press conference, actually, and talked about his reaction of hearing this news about Tiger Woods.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sick to my stomach. You know, it hurts to see one of your, I mean, now my closest friends, you know, get in an accident. And, man, I just hope he's all right. Just worry for his kids, you know. I'm sure they're struggling.
Chené and Golic Jr. here on ESPN Radio. Mike Golic Jr., Kelsey Riggs, ACC Network host, with us in here. Chené off working on the jump, going to be back in the next hour. But what you heard there, Kelsey, was the human side of all of this. I mean, I don't know how many times on the timeline on Twitter today I've seen those images of Tiger and his son at the tournament they were able to play in together. And you're reminded of the father, a person with a family, a human being that not only has all of those elements, but the reason the reaction is so strong around the world of sports is there are a lot of people that have these personal connections to Tiger Woods, what he means to so many people because of what he's been able to do and the marker he's been for so many people's lives.
Yeah, you think first and foremost, like you said, about his family and those who are close to him. But Tiger is such a captivating athlete that there are so many people that feel like they have personal connections even when they don't. I shared with you that, you know, I grew up a huge golf fan. My dad and I watched golf together when we were younger. Tiger was always someone that was really exciting to watch, was really exciting to talk about. And I had the opportunity. One of the things that's, I think, Mike, coolest about being in the sports world is when you get to have encounters that you share with your family. And this wasn't even something that I was able to share with my dad because of me. Basically, a family friend had tickets to the Masters and they gave them to us. And we were able to go in 2019
wow.
and stand on 18 and watch Tiger win. And to have that moment with my dad, who I grew up watching Tiger with, and to stand there on 18 where I'm just in the middle of myself and a bunch of other grown men just crying because you see what it meant to Tiger and you know his story and the comeback and just that moment was so huge. And I don't know Tiger Woods at all, but I can tell you just what that moment meant to me and getting to share it with my dad. And to have a sports icon like that, that means so much to so many different people. Obviously, first and foremost, you think about his family and how they're feeling in this moment. But he is the type of the athlete that just touches so many different people.
He's a global icon. That really is. You're right. Those big moments that were certainly big for him for so many reasons had those generational ties to it. I was watching that in a brunch spot in Hartford, and there were the same thing. People yeah. standing and clapping and crying in there because we had all lived this journey with a very public figure and one of the best at what he has ever done. Updates on this situation are something we're going to try and keep you up to date with as the show goes along. Our ESPN NBA writer Ramona Shelburne is out in Los Angeles, and so she immediately went and started doing the work of trying to get information on this. She joined the Max Kellerman show earlier today on ESPN Radio and gave the initial reports that she had heard about Tiger Woods and the injuries sustained.
You know, there's injuries to both of his legs, and the way it's being described to me is pretty serious injuries to those legs. Obviously, you wouldn't be in surgery if it wasn't serious, but it's to have a serious leg injuries, you know, look, Bobby Jones came back from broken legs, okay? But we don't know until we figure out how serious it is, like how much of the leg is hurt. It sounds like it's more ankle legs, you know, the lower parts, right? But as opposed to your hips. One person I talked to said they don't think it's life-threatening. They think it's it doesn't sound like a head injury or anything. But again, very preliminary stuff right now. I'm on my way to the hospital now. He's still, you know, obviously in surgery, and we'll know more afterwards.
Straight Talk Wireless, no contract, no compromise. And I think starting there, because the initial worry when you see the pictures is how bad is this going to be? And hearing this, you so worry for his safety. Surgery is something that we can never discount the risks of. But hearing lower leg, hearing these things that aren't life-threatening, it allows you to kind of exhale a little bit at the very least at the beginning of this.
Yeah, certainly. Especially when you see those images of the car flipped over on its side. And as we said, you hear Jaws of Life. That's something that immediately you're more on edge when you hear the story. It's great to hear that so far the reports are that they are non-life-threatening injuries. But it just makes you think, Mike, about his entire career, his entire story, everything that we've seen him battle back before. And obviously right now in the moment, his health and safety and getting through that surgery and finding out just how intense those injuries are is the main thing. But you do start thinking about what we've seen Tiger go through and come back from a ton of different things throughout his career. And that's part of what people love about him, the way that you can pull for him, because you've seen him go through some of the lowest of lows and some of the highest of highs. And although he is this incredible sports icon, it also humanizes him for so many people, I think, because you do see not just Tiger Woods, this incredible athlete, but Tiger Woods, the person.
And Tiger Woods, the father. And I think seeing a lot yeah. of that so recently for us is one of those things. You're right. It reached a different part of everyone with Tiger Woods. Now all of a sudden seeing, all right, him getting really to grow into this role, one that we maybe saw less during his time in the limelight, during his time in the spotlight, but one that I think excited a lot of people at what we could all latch on to again with this new phase of his life. And so again, Tiger Woods hospitalized right now with injuries sustained in a single car crash. Those injuries, as you heard from Ramona Shelburne, are supposedly non-life threatening at this point, but we will keep you updated on all the information information coming in around that. We will keep you posted. It's Mike Golic Jr. It's Kelsey Riggs filling in for Chiney right now. It's ESPN Radio and the ESPN app.
Chiney and Golic Jr., the podcast.
And Golic Jr. here on ESPN Radio. Mike Golic Jr., Kelsey Riggs sitting in with us today, ACC Network host, sideline reporter. If you have watched an ACC basketball game at all this year, you have seen Kelsey covering this game in some form or fashion at a halftime. She has been absolutely – I don't honestly know how you have time for much else because every time I look up, you were on my TV.
They get a lot of me. There's probably someone out there that's like, I've got to stop watching ACC Network because that girl is on there every single time I turn the television on. I'm sure there's somebody out there complaining about it, but I'm happy to do it. Yeah, I'm doing a lot of men's and women's, which is fun.
A lot of men's and women's, and we will certainly get into plenty of that as we go along, and we're getting closer to March right now. We will also keep you updated on everything we've heard, the breaking news of today. Again, Tiger Woods, world-famous golf star, injured in a single car accident this morning in California where he suffered multiple leg injuries. This according to his agent, Mark Steinberg. He's currently in surgery. And they are hoping for the best. But again, the injury is considered non-life-threatening. So as we get information, we will continue to provide you with information. And as we shift back to the world of regular on-court, on-field sports and everything that's been happening here, Kelsey, the conversation is once again today turned to LeBron James, who now, instead of his MVP candidacy or anything else, it is rest. Rest for a guy who is in year 18 playing basketball when he's been asked about playing in this month more minutes than anyone in the NBA now that Anthony Davis is out here. And it's interesting to look around his team now and think about this idea of who's going to tell LeBron James to pull back. If he's out here saying he wants to keep playing, everyone needs rest right now, his job's to go out there and work. Is there anyone on this Lakers roster, Frank Vogel, the coach included, that actually has the ability to pull back the reins on a guy who pretty much runs the league?
The short answer is no. The longer answer, in my opinion, is, I mean, I think that's the biggest question mark right now is, A, does he need that? And then, B, who would it be? Because you look at LeBron and what he's done, and yes, right now, it's not LeBron that's saying he needs rest. This is just a hypothetical question that's coming up because he's playing so many minutes right now and because they've struggled in the last five games. And part of that is obviously what's going on with not having Anthony Davis and trying to figure out the balance of who's going to do what now. But LeBron's numbers haven't struggled over the last five games. I mean, the Lakers are 5-4 without Davis this season. And yes, the production dips. But to your point, if they don't have Davis, then you are going to need and want more from LeBron. But you start looking around and, okay, so if we've got him playing the most minutes out of anybody in the last month, then who could tell this superstar, LeBron James, hey, maybe we need you to give us a little break so we get more from you down the road? And Mike, I don't think there's a good answer as to who could do that. I really don't.
No, because when you look in the past at LeBron James teams, there's always been someone who's close enough to his level to have these conversations. And you know how this is. For anyone that's not aware, Kelsey Riggs, who's with us in studio, giving us the Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless, no contract, no compromise, played collegiate soccer at Charleston Southern. And you understand that it's difficult to for any athlete to pull back the reins on their own in this, but LeBron had Dwayne Wade in Miami and Chris Bosh in there, the guys that were equal parts in that big three. He had Kyrie Irving and Kevin Love in Cleveland that second go-around here as he got older. But now Anthony Davis is injured, and that's a different lot in life at times when you're a player that's rehabbing and not around a lot of the day-to-day stuff to look around and say, hey, I'm going to tell the guy who's made a living taking the NBA schedule and perfecting that art form to get to the postseason the way that he's had, how to do this. But Kelsey, I think it's twofold, is that you've got that normal thing on one side, and then on the other side, you've got LeBron looking at maybe his last best opportunity to win an MVP for the first time in 8 years, because you look at the other favorites on this list, Joel Embiid, Nikola Jokic, and if we're talking about posts, I'm sorry, it seems like this is LeBron James looking around and saying, if I can go hard right now while it's just me in this show, I got a good shot at taking this thing.
And I think it just comes down to what's the balance of that, right? Because right now, if he's still putting up the numbers that he is, obviously you want to see them getting more wins than they have in the last five games as they continue to go forward. But if he's still putting up the numbers that he is, he's playing all these minutes, then where does the balance come in of, okay, yes, we need you to be out there and you are the superstar and we can win games because of you and we need you in the game. But also, if you do want to make this case for MVP and continue to be great, then you can't play. Now, I'm not going to tell LeBron he can't, but potentially you can't play all these minutes and continue to have the success that you're having. So it's going to, I mean, right now, Mike, I think the only thing that is going to determine that is time, is how it does play out with, if he continues to play this many minutes for them. Is his production still the same? Can they win games as they continue down this stretch? Can they turn it around, or what happens? Because if you're out there, like you said, it's looks like it's pretty wide open for him right now to make a great case for MVP. Then what happens if it does start taking a toll on your body? Because that's the other side of this.
And we've seen, I mean, in year one with the Lakers, we saw what a groin injury did, not just to LeBron, but the trajectory of that entire season. It ended up putting the balls in motion that got Anthony Davis over there. But catastrophic injury, and I heard Max Kellerman bring this up earlier today on ESPN Radio, that's not the only risk in that spot. You're right. It's this idea of, all right, we got the Clippers to contend with in the West, the Utah Jazz that have looked like one of the best, if not the best teams in the NBA. And, oh, by the way, if we get to the finals, it's probably going to be Brooklyn or the 76ers, these teams playing high-level ball. We want him in the best possible condition when it comes to those big-time moments and those big-time games.
The other thing, though, is you know, I think we have to also give credit to the fact that, like, LeBron is who he is. And he know, like, because of A, what he's already done, but he knows his body. He knows what he can do. It's like looking at Tom Brady and we're like, can Tom Brady do it again? Can Tom Brady do this in Tampa? Well, he just did. So if LeBron is telling us that he's fine right now and he can play more games and he can play these minutes and he can sustain it, and yeah, he should have hit the free throw down the stretch and maybe we wouldn't be having this conversation. But if he's telling us he's okay, if Tom Brady told us he could do it, if Serena Williams tells us she can continue to be great like they are, these are athletes that are just different. And I think that we also have to give credit to, okay, while he may need to have some people in his corner that can say, hey, just be aware and we're looking out for you, we've got to listen to what he's saying. The proof is in the pudding.
It is strange to think about that, and it's a great point that these athletes are so much more than just an athlete. We always talk about them as a coach on the field, but Tom Brady's got a whole TB12 method of taking care of bodies that other people have adopted. LeBron James famously puts seven figures into his body every year as far as care. So you're right. They probably know a little more than most of us about making sure they're ready for these kind of moments. And so LeBron will continue to get asked those questions because he is the center of the NBA universe. And because, like you said, missed a free throw and they're losing right now. So we'll see if they can turn that around. ESPN Radio is presented by Progressive Insurance. At Progressive, they're making things even easier. They'll help you bundle your home and car insurance together so you can save on both. Learn more at progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. All right, coming up next, we will make sure to get back to and give you the latest updates on everything surrounding Tiger Woods, the single car accident that he was involved in, again, in surgery with what is reported as non-life-threatening injuries. We will keep you updated on that. Mike Golic Jr., Kelsey Riggs here, filling in for Chenae on ESPN Radio, and we'll do that after this word from Dollar Shave Club. Now, stick with me here. You walk into your favorite store, you go to the razor section, and it hits you. So many options. How are you supposed to choose? 8-blade, 10-blade, 50-blade razor that requires two hands to operate. Dollar Shave Club, which is now at a store near you, has got you covered. They got a premium 6-blade cartridge designed for daily shavers of short hair, and a 4-blade cartridge for less frequent shavers with longer hair. I did not know that there was an actual reason behind the number of blades in these razors.
Now
I know that more blades, not necessarily better. If you're still confused, I told you, Dollar Shave Club's got you, and they do. DSC put both cartridges, the 4-blade and the 6-blade, in one new starter box. So now you can test drive both. Hell, you might even like both. You might have to shave your face every day. You might be like me and have to shave your head every few days. I promise this one's not about me. Maybe once a week you have to shave your shoulders before your girlfriend starts calling you a bear. I promise that is not me. For more info, visit dollarshaveclub.com/gojo. Again, that's dollarshaveclub.com/gojo. That's one more time, dollarshaveclub.com/gojo. And check out DSC at your nearest store. You got questions, we got answers. Welcome to the club. More updates and information on Tiger Woods next here on ESPN Radio.
Chenae and Golic Jr., the podcast.
As you just heard in that SportsCenter update, plenty to update you on relative to Tiger Woods and the single car accident he was involved in Los Angeles this morning. Chenae Golic Jr. here on ESPN Radio. Mike Golic Jr., ACC Network host, sideline reporter, all around bad you-know-what. Kelsey Riggs with us here on ESPN Radio, filling in. Chenae going to be with us at the top of the next hour here. She's off on the jump today. giving great insight there. And I saw even their show. I saw Rachel Nichols and company leading with this news of Tiger Woods. But, Kelsey, we do appreciate you coming over here and hanging out with us today. It is nice to have you in here.
I certainly appreciate you guys having me. Obviously, a tough day with the Tiger Woods news and some important stuff to get through there. But I'm happy to be here.
And you guys can check out Kelsey again in play with EJ Manuel tonight at 9 p.m., as well as halftime of ACC men's hoops games, women's hoops games. Plenty of great stuff, as always. Kelsey doing a great job over there at ACC Net with that entire crew. And you will see her over there later. But as Kelsey said, the news of the day right now and the immediacy is what's happened with Tiger Woods. For anyone that's missed it, for anyone that has not heard it, again, Tiger Woods, and this is according to his agent, Mark Steinberg, in a statement, Tiger Woods was in a single car accident this morning in California where he suffered multiple leg injuries. He's currently in surgery. We thank you for your privacy and for your support right now. And Kelsey, it's one of these situations where we've already heard the injuries are considered non-life-threatening, which is the first big exhale in all of this. But we've seen the sports world react right off the bat when you hear in the reports, jaws of life used to remove him from the car, now going into surgery. And when all these things happen this fast, I think we can't help but worry, especially because this is, what we were just saying in the break, one of the four most iconic living athletes on the planet right now. I don't think that's a stretch to say.
No, I don't think so either, Mike. And he's a guy who means so much to so many different people. If you look not just what he's done on the golf course and the championships that he's won and the 15 majors that he's won and all of the things that he has done in the sport of golf, but also just his story is something that I think so many people relate to, because we have seen Tiger Woods at some of his best moments and we've seen Tiger Woods at some of his worst moments. And I think that as a guy who's so in the public eye, that we as just sports fans feel in some ways that we've been on that journey with him, right? And you're pulling for him, or if you don't like him, you're rooting against him. But at the end of the day, you can't help but respect the type of athlete he is. And so even though you don't know him or have that personal connection, he's just a guy that I think a lot of people get behind. And now to get this news and to see, like you said, the images of the car flipped over on its side and to hear Jaws of Life, it just, I think, puts a lot of things into perspective. And we've seen Tiger Woods overcome a lot, but certainly wishing him the best as he's in surgery.
And we mentioned there are people with varying degrees of relationships to Tiger Woods. You and I have watched him our entire lives. You told us earlier about how you got to be at the 2019 Masters with your dad to see that moment in person right now. But we also know around here at ESPN that we do have people with some personal relationships with Tiger Woods. Scott Van Pelt, who you guys see host Sports Center at midnight every day here around ESPN, has talked a lot over the years about his relationship with Tiger Woods and talked about how much Tiger Woods is about more than golf. This was Tiger earlier on Sports Center today talking about his legitimate friend, Tiger Woods.
This is someone that, and he and I have joked my entire career that he's single-handedly responsible for it. And it's not a joke. I met him when he was a freshman at Stanford. And he became this rock star. And I was lucky enough to be close enough to cover him and came to ESPN because I covered him. Over time, you get to know each other as people, and he becomes a dad and, you know, becomes an old guy with a bald spot and a fused back, as I've talked about so many times, and becomes so much more relatable as a human than he was when he was a 20-something-year-old Superman and was this superhero version of us. And so it's odd. You know, Matt, when you feel so, you know, personally connected to this story because you just want so badly for this person you know to be okay. I don't give a damn about the golf, you know?
Janae Golick Jr. here on ESPN Radio. Mike Golick Jr., ACC Network host Kelsey Riggs sitting with us in studio here on the show. And you heard that at the end, and I think that's everyone's sentiment first and foremost, because we've all gotten to see what Scott described there, the humanized version of Tiger Woods in this moment. And for more on the updates, where Tiger Woods is at, what is the latest on this situation, we go now to the Goodyear hotline where ESPN NBA writer Ramona Shelburne joins us now. And Ramona, what can you tell us about the latest updates for Tiger's situation in Los Angeles?
Yeah, you know, I'm standing outside the hospital where he's it's down here at Harbor UCLA, which is I don't know if you know LA too well, but not too far from the crash site. And we've started to hear some of the 911 calls. You know, he was conscious when the police got there. So we'll get a little bit more in the next hour or two. The sheriff is going to be holding a press conference not too far from here. around 3 o'clock Pacific, 6 Eastern. So just about an hour and 15, 20 minutes from now. But from what I've heard from people in the golf world and people who are all, you know, it's a pretty tight-knit community and they're all talking about it, right? And the sense everybody has was that, you know, he's lucky to be alive right now, right? That's a pretty serious accident. And, you know, my first thought really was just, pardon me as I breathe through this, I do this interview through my mask here. Cause I don't really want to take my mask off as I talk to you. But,
totally get it.
It sounds like it's a pretty serious leg injuries. He had to be pulled out with the jaws of life. So the person, you know, the people that I've talked to in the golf world, they're all just concerned about him and his life, not necessarily, hey, when can he come back? Can he come back from this? It's a serious enough injury that you're worried about. Just, you know, you get your from that kind of a car crash, you're lucky to be alive, right? And we're going to wait for an update on how the surgeries he's having are going. I just talked to some people he was with yesterday. You know, he was doing a shoot with Dwayne Wade, and I think Dwayne was going back to Atlanta today. He's on TNT. But he was, you know, driving himself, which I don't know, Mike. I had the same back surgery a couple weeks ago too. I feel great. Supposed to be real careful. I didn't drive myself here. You know, it's a little far, and I haven't driven since that surgery. He's a few weeks past in his recovery, but that was the first thing I thought. Is why was you know, you're coming from a back surgery. You don't want to do too much. I almost said no to coming down here today, to be honest. I feel fine, but the whole advice is don't do too much, right? So, that's really where I think a lot of us are looking in terms of how we report on this. You know, he's doing stuff. He was probably feeling well enough to do that. But driving yourself, I would maybe go 10 minutes. That's probably how far he was driving. But that made me worry.
Ramona, that's some interesting insight as someone, as you said, mm-hmm. who has just gone through that same process that Tiger went through. And you mentioned something that Mike and I have talked about a lot, just mm-hmm. you hear the jaws of life and we see the pictures of the car being on its side. And then there is a small sigh of relief when you do hear non-life threatening injuries. And what have you just felt maybe just from the community around there? Like you said, some of the people that are close mm-hmm. to him, because you think first and foremost about his family. I mean, the last time we saw him out on the course was with his son.
Yeah. You know, I mean, I just watched the documentary on him on his show. I mean, it's like, he's a really good, he's a family man. He's a dad. That's his life. And they were playing this clip of him talking to Jim Nantz a little while ago. And he was talking about, are you going to be back to the Masters? You know? And I know what I'm going through with this. It's, you're in a lot of pain before you have a back surgery, right? You don't do that lightly. This is four for him. It's one for me. I hope it's the only one I ever need. But the first one in his, the way it's kind of been written up or the way people in golf talk about it is he came back too soon from it, right? He had a back surgery. And the thing with the surgery is it's really effective. You know, I feel great. I don't have pain anymore. It's amazing if you've been in pain for 7 months and then all of a sudden it's gone. But you just got to be really careful. You know, you walk. I remember my doctor said, you know, we tell you to walk 5 minutes. We don't mean 10. We tell you, right? Like, it's not like one of those you rush back from. And so the first time he had the surgery, I think he came back and he played golf 3 months later. Whoa, that's really fast. People were talking about him. I'm just like, oh, man, no. Like, that's too soon, especially for surgery number four. You really want to make sure that gets right. And just something he said, Jim Nantz, is sticking in my head. Is like, I only got one back. Okay. So, he's lucky to have survived this. That's all I'm thinking about is thank God he made it. Thank God he's okay. You know, I don't know how serious it is, but right now, but it's serious leg injuries. So I think that's what we all have to wait and see how he comes through the surgeries and what the doctors tell us afterwards. So that's why we're standing outside here at this hospital where he's inside. It's interesting going to a hospital right now. Okay.
I
can
imagine.
In the pandemic, so there's a mix of onlookers, kind of probably realize Tiger's here. There's also a mix of people who are dealing with COVID and there's people who are dealing with other health issues. So It's a strange scene here, I'll tell you that.
I can imagine. And Ramona, we appreciate you going out there and getting information in this situation. And we hope you, again, are feeling better first and foremost from the back surgery on this. And we can't thank you enough for the information as we all try and stay up to date on this. Good luck with everything, and I'm sure we'll be talking to you again very soon.
Yeah, thanks.
ESPN NBA senior writer Ramona Shelburne with us here on the Goodyear Hotline. Lots to react to there, and we will do just that coming up next as we continue to wait, gather information about Tiger Woods and the accident that he is in. Mike Golic Jr., Kelsey Riggs sitting in for Chiney here on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app.
Chiney and Golic Jr., the podcast.
Chiney and Golic Jr. here on ESPN Radio. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. Guests join us on the Goodyear Hotline. Our thanks to ESPN NBA writer Ramona Shelburne joining us from Los Angeles outside of the hospital where Tiger Woods is having surgery right now. Mike Golic Jr., Kelsey Riggs, kind enough to sit in with us today. Chiney has been out for the first hour off on the jump doing her responsibilities there. She's going to join us in the next hour. You can catch Kelsey hosting all over the ACC network in play with EJ Manuel, 9 o'clock Eastern. Every Tuesday, so you'll get to catch that later tonight. Kelsey, I know you guys are having the Florida State head women's basketball coach. Name is escaping me right
now. Brooke Wyckoff, yes.
Brooke Wyckoff coming on with you guys later tonight on In Play. You can check her out all over there. Kelsey, kind enough to join us today. We appreciate it.
Yeah, right? Thank you. I'm excited about tonight. We've got Brooke Wyckoff coming on after they just upset number 3 Louisville over the weekend. So that was a huge win for them. So excited to talk to her about that and how they were able to pull off that upset as we get closer to March Madness, which is just around the corner.
I know, and we are going to need your help as we get along there. While, you know, Chiney's Stanford Cardinals certainly need no help. Stanford women's hoops team getting their first regular season conference title since 2014, but for the rest of us, as we catch up, we're going to make use of you and make sure that you're here to help us out as we get ready for March Madness around here. But before we get to that point, we're continuing to try and process what's going on today. And for anyone that has missed the updates, Tiger Woods injured in a one-car accident in Los Angeles County. We just talked to Ramona Shelburne about Tiger Woods being in surgery right now to what sounds like lower leg injuries that are considered non-life-threatening at this point. But Ramona did bring up to us, she had just had the same back surgery, the same microdiscectomy that Tiger Woods has had now on multiple occasions, and she talked about the advice she got from her doctor was to really not be doing much of anything, to be taking this slow, and for Tiger, who we've seen talking at the Genesis, the way that he has come back multiple times from this, this at any time was going to be horrific, but we already know for him to be out driving with that back injury was tough.
Yeah, and she mentioned that he was a few weeks ahead of where she is in the surgery, but it was great to have her perspective on what it's been like going through that and trying to come back. And you know, she pointed out the fact that he was driving and how far out is he and how would his back feel in those moments. Obviously, you don't want to speculate about what happened in the car accident. But the other thing that she said that I thought was really interesting, Mike, that she brought up that we hadn't heard yet was that she was starting to hear the 911 phone calls and that Tiger was on those calls and was conscious and talking about what happened when the 911 calls came in. So that's certainly something that, again, in the midst of all the things that you hear that are so scary and alarming, you see the images of the car on its side, you hear jaw of life that had to get him out. It's certainly any little piece of good news like that certainly goes a long way.
Yeah, huge. As you mentioned there, you're right. Him being conscious when they got to the scene.
Right.
We're looking for all of these things to where we can breathe a bit of a sigh of relief and say, all right, and we've heard Scott Van Pelt was on, you know, we played sound from him earlier talking about Tiger Woods saying golf be damned, just so that this person can get back out and enjoy the rest of his life, because I think that's the one thing that we've seen as Tiger Woods. And we talk about this difficulty with athletes of that level, Serena Williams trying to figure out when the end of a career is, Tiger Woods battling through so many injuries. You look at Tiger Woods' injury seat and just start back in 2014, back surgery and missed the Masters, a second back surgery in 2015, a microdiscectomy like he just had, a third back surgery to relieve discomfort that October, a fourth back surgery in April of 2017, all of these things that start to add up over time for a guy who we now see, I think, just as much as the father, seeing him with his son Charlie, seeing the way they interact together as a big point that people are holding on to.
Yeah, you think about seeing him play golf with his son. You think about the moments that he's had after wins when he's hugging his dad Earl and what that meant. And I think what was really cool about getting to see him win the Masters in 2019 and the images that we saw with his family afterwards is that he said, like, his kids didn't know the Tiger before,
yep,
and they got to see what we all knew then, which was really special.
And seeing them find that out has been really humanizing, mm-hmm, for everyone involved. So we'll give you a lot more information on that. Kelsey, appreciate you hanging out with us. We'll absolutely have to have you back sometime soon as we try and get ourselves ready for hoop season.
Yes,
coming up in March.
Thank you guys for having me. I appreciate it. You got stuck being my friend, so here we are.
Friends on air is the way that we would like it. We will get our friend Chinne Igwumike back here and continue to give you updates on the latest with Tiger Woods on ESPN Radio.
Thanks for listening to Chinne and Golic Jr. Make sure to subscribe, rate, and review. You can hear the show live weekdays at 4 p.m. Eastern on ESPN Radio, ESPN News, and wherever you stream your audio.